Track 1, Smugglers in Dorset.
Welcome to the Stone Barrow Hill Smugglers Trail. The trail starts on the opposite side of the track from the National Trust shop on Stone Barrow Hill. You'll see three information panels on a stone plinth, beside which is the first story post, marked with a keg symbol. There are 9 story posts in all, and the trail should take about an hour. I'll give you directions on the route, but also look out for the waymarking arrows. But before you start, here's an introduction to smuggling in Dorset.
In years gone by, the Dorset coastline was a wild, lonely, and dangerous place. After dark, law-abiding folk stayed indoors, for on moonless nights, this was the haunt of smugglers. In the words of Rudyard Kipling, "If you wake at midnight and hear a horse's feet, don't go drawing back the blind or looking in the street. Them that ask no questions isn't told a lie. Watch the warmer, darling, while the gentlemen go by." These gentlemen smuggled goods into the country from abroad. Look out to sea now. Straight ahead are the Channel Islands and the coast of France, where most of the contraband, meaning illegal goods, came from. This could be anything from brandy and wine to tobacco, silks and tea. Most smugglers were farm workers and fishermen who relied on smuggling for their livelihoods. If they were caught by the government's revenue men, they could be imprisoned or even hung. We're now going to take you back to 1790, where you'll meet local man Jake Diamond. Jake works for the notorious Dorset smuggler Isaac Gulliver.
Walk down the grassy slope in front of you, veering left. Jake will meet you at the second story post, just through the wooden kissing gate.